the Shabbaton is the 27th, as Hashem, so hope everyone can come, or 26th, whichever day that is, that Shabbos. And Yitz is going to go around, try to get the names, and because I have to get the numbers for the cater. Okay? And that's on March 26th. Okay, let's begin, guys. All right, we left off here on Gimel Amud Beis in the story we saw yesterday, and now we have to pick up with another point that emerges from that story. I want to just begin with the Gadol Miminsk. Who is the Gadol Miminsk? The Or Gadol on the Perish Mishnayos. Okay, has a stunning chiddush. Okay, want to just mention. I want to go over what he says in his chiddush. Okay. Before we start the next point, that's correct. Okay. In the Yisron Ha'or Migadol, okay, Miminsk. Yisron Or Migadol Miminsk, I think it's the same Gadol on Mishnah, it's the Or Gadol. Here's the following Kiddush. There is a Gemara. What did we say yesterday from the Minchas Chinuch and Rebbe Chomon? Why did they execute this man? Why did they execute this man? They executed this man because why? We had four possibilities. One possibility was what? Was Gezel. Another possibility was he himself was a what? Was a murderer, idolater, was not master of the Sheva Mitzvahs. Another one was Lifnei Iver of Dinim, which we said was a Chiddush. Why? Because Lifnei Iver of Dinim is only Chai Misa where? And Shemayim, according to Chassam, so everybody killed him. And what was the fourth possibility? Right, because he ate the Korban Pesach according to who? The Smag. Remember, the Smag said it was on the Ochel. So Seth pointed out in Seder, I want to begin with this point, it's a very good Ha'ara, that if you say Lifnei Iver, that would work very well according to the Rambam. Because what did the Rambam say? The Rambam said the Isser was only on what? Kol ben Necher le'ochel. Well, the Isser's on who? On the Yisrael to feed who? To feed the non-Jew. So if the Isser's on the Yisrael to feed the non-Jew, who's over Lifnei Iver? Who's over Lifnei Iver? The non-Jew caused the Yisrael to feed him what? To feed him Korban Pesach. So it fits well according to the Rambam. Even if you, the Minchas Chinuch began and said, if you don't like the Rambam, then what? Then you got a problem with our what? Because the Yisrael is only on Yisrael. Why would they execute him? If you don't like the Smag, Azaras and Zumisasas, and like Netanel said. But if you hold like the Rambam, why would they kill him? So you could suggest this pshat now. Lifnei Iver. Let's get to the first point I wanted to bring out. It could very well be Lifnei Iver. And Lifnei Iver is a problem because of Dinim. Now I grant you it won't work what? It won't work according to Chassam Sofer, Seth, because the Chassam Sofer was commenting within who yesterday? The Rambam also. Because the Rambam says Shimon and Levi knocked off the whole town of Shechem because they didn't do Dinim. They didn't punish their prince Shechem for being Ma'anas Dina. So Frekta Kasha, the Ramban says, well, why did Yaakov Avinu chastise them? Give them Musar. So Chassam Sofer says, I'll tell you why. Because they were right, but they weren't right for killing them. Because you only chayv misin Shemayim for the sixth lavin of Shemis Menachem, you chayv misin Nisar. For the mitzvah sesi, you only chayv misin we're in Shemayim. And therefore, they shouldn't have killed him. So I'm saying, we're saying now in the Rambam, though, they killed him because why he was over Lifnei Iver, and that wouldn't work well with the Chassam Sofer. So that's your point and my point as well. Tag team, right? Lamaisa, okay? So we have this shot. We have this shot. That's the first point I want you to get down. Okay, number two. What do you say? No, that's not from the Rebbe Minsk, Lamaisa. That's the Chiddush you want to say from the Tenuvas Tzion yesterday. The Tenuvas Tzion. Now, the Chiddush you want to get from the Or Gadol is the following. The Gemara says in Maseches Krisis, on Daf Vov, Amud Beis, if you take the approach like the Midrash Chinuch and Rabbi Chanan that it was Gezel, and they killed him because he was over Gezel, there is a problem. Because the Gemara says increases on Daf Vav Amud Beis, if you're Sacha Goy, you're Putter. What do you mean you're Sacha Goy? Sach es Akum, you're Putter. What does that mean? You take oil that was supposed to be used for Karbonos, and you put it on a Goy's skin. What's the din? The Gemara says black and white increases your putter. Why are you putter? Because the Gemara says the following line: Kol she'eno besach Kol she'enu besach, enu bebal yisach. Kol she'enu besach, enu bebal yisach. Yes? What does that mean? If the goy himself would put the stuff on his skin, would he be chayiv? Is he over an iser? No, it's not one of the shemitz minoch. So if you put it on his skin, you can't be chayiv either. Kol she'enu besach, enu bebal yisach. And therefore, the din is that you're putter. Because if you're not besach, enu bebal yisach. Okay? That's the Gemara in Krisus.
What are you saying on him?
Shemin of the Beis HaMikdash. Shemin of the Beis HaMikdash. And if you're using Shemin of the Beis HaMikdash, it says you're putter. Why are you putter? Why don't you say the goy should be chayav al tzvot? Gezel. He's stealing. Remember we said yesterday, who cares whether he steals from us or the Beis HaMikdash? If you hold like the Minchas Chinuch and Abul Chonin, you're chayav and Gezel Gavoa, so why shouldn't he be over? There is Besach. The goy should be Besach. He is Bebal Yisach. Because if the goy does, he should be over Gezel. That's the kasha of the Gadol Miminsk. The kasha of the Gadol Miminsk and the Minchas Chinuch. According to the Minchas Chinuch and Abul Chonin, that there's a problem of Gezel. So why do you say that a goy's off the map when it comes to putting the oil on his skin? He should be over Gezel. That's the kasha of the or Gadol on the Minchus Chinuch. On this theory of Gezel. Okay? That's the kasha on the theory of Gezel. How do you answer that? The answer is as follows. The answer is very well, very possibly could be, of course you chayv al Gezel. But the Isser of Tzik is what? You must be usher al tzika. It must be usher al tzika. Then afkamina is if Yisrael sacha goy, the Yisrael's putter. Because if a goy does it himself, David, he might be putter al tzvot. Tzika, he might be chayiv al tzgezel, but who cares? You have to be chayiv al tzvot. Sach. So therefore, if a Yisrael does that, sach is akum, he's putter. Aye, but isn't the goy good? Why? Why is a sach is akum putter? Because if the goy does it himself, he's not chayiv. So if Yisrael does it, he's not chayiv. What do you mean? He should be chayiv al tzgezel. If a goy does it, he's chayiv al tzgezel. Great kasha. What's a teretz? A teretz is pashut. In order for a Jew to be chayiv when he anoints the goy with the skin, on the skin, right? You have to be chayiv al tzvot. Al tzika. Tzika, you have to be chayiv. You're right, he might be chayiv al tzgezel. Okay, shkoyach. The goy might be chayiv al tzgezel. But in order to nail the yin, nisim, what do you have to do? You have to be chayv al tzike. The goy has to be chayv al tzike himself. So if the Yisrael puts it on the goy, Adam, therefore he'd be chayv. But since the goy is not chayv vis-a-vis tzike, the mainly Yisrael that puts him on will be putter. Aye, the goy is a chayv al tzike. Shkoyach, mazel tov. That doesn't happen afkamina legabi what? Hilchos tzike. Okay? No, you got it? And that's how we can answer the kasha of what? The Gadol Miminsk on the Minchas Chinuch. This is what the Devar Shmuel says at Teretz. Okay. Weiter now. Next point now in the story. Let's see. Next point in the story. Let's see the Taisus here on Gimel Amud Beis. Okay? Zev, why don't you read? Okay? Let's see Taisus on Gimel Amud Beis. And I gave you the packet. Does everyone have? If everyone doesn't have, Lamaisa? Yes, I have some. If you have, I don't have too many. Go ahead, Zevi. Let's see Gimel Amud Beis in the Taisus. The previous tosses we did, the second one is we want to leave this for today. Go ahead. Go ahead. Oh. Why don't you bring a slam dunk raya from this Gemara that if a man comes into town hall and says, I'm a Yid, I'm a Jew, he's believed. Why can't you? The whole assumption premise of this story is exactly that. He came in. He said that I'm a Yid. He came in and he said that I'm a Yid. And they believed him. Why don't we bring a riot? Tosfos says, don't bring a riot from Har Gemara. Tosfos says, don't bring a riot from Har Gemara. Go ahead. Why? Excellent. So Tosfos says what? Let's stop there for a moment. We're going to go to the Tosfos in Yevamos. What does Tosfos say here? You cannot bring a raya from our story that if a man comes in and says, Yisrael, I need your belief. Because in this case, there is a rov. Tosfos says, in our Gemara, there's a rov. What's the rov, guys? row of people that work with Korban Pesach are Jewish or non-Jewish? They're Jewish. For sure they're Jewish. So therefore, don't bring me a rye then in a vacuum. If I, when I mean by vacuum, there's no rove. Or what would be an example of a vacuum? Not Hoover vacuum, but I don't know if you guys get that, right? Okay. But an example would be what? An example would be rove goyim. Tulsa says you can't bring me a rye that a guy can say I'm a Yisrael, I'm believed, because who says there's a rove? In this case, there's a rove. Where there's no rove, or in fact there's a rove of goyim, who says you're believed? Okay. Stop there in the Tosfos. Okay. Let's introduce now, before we see Tosfos Nivamis, there are two types of rove in Halacha, okay, in Shas. Does anyone know the two types of roves? Someone tell me. Excellent, Josh. There's something called the Ruba. Ruba is the same thing as rove. The Issa Kaman, which is in your face, for lack of better translation. Issa Kaman, it's in your presence. Will be more formal, okay? The Issa Kaman. You have 10 butcher shops, 9 are kosher, 1 is not. The piece of meat is found in the street, called a parish, a Ruba parish. Excellent. Ruba the Issa Kaman. Then there is another type of rove that exists in Shas, which is called Ruba the Lesa Kaman, which is a statistical rove, a rove that is not in front of us. There are many types of Ruba the Lesa Kaman. For example, most women give birth at the end of 9 months. Okay? That's one famous statistical rove. Okay? The Gemara has in one place that rove people are healthy. They're not trefos. If a guy shoots a man dead with Adam and Asra, he says, what do you mean? Maybe he's a trefer. He killed a trefer or putter. We assume rove. Rove people are not trefus. Rove people are not trefus. That is called a statistical rove called the Ruba de Lesa Kaman. Now, in the Mar Mekoymes, I made a mistake. There is a Rashi in Chulin and Daf Yud Beis in Aleph. I think he wrote Yud Aleph. Okay, let's get this. The Gemara there in Chulin and Daf Yud Pilpels, what is the marker of rove in Shas, in the Chumash? So the Gemara says, the marker of Ruba de Lesa Kaman is clear, what? Acharei Rabim Lahatos. I believe that pasuk is where? I think that pasuk is in Mishpatim, if I'm not mistaken. Okay? If you have a Sanhedrin, you have a Beis Din, and rove judges go one way and a miyuk goes the other way, you follow the rove. Now, is that rove in front of you, or is that statistical? That's in front of you. You go in front of a Beis Din. So, Ruba de Lesa Kaman, the marker is Acher Rabim Lahatos. Okay? Ruba de Lesa Kaman, the marker is Acher Rabim Lahatos. That's the Feirush. What is the marker for Ruba de Lesa Kaman? 2 days in Rashi. In Chulin Daf Yud Beis Zman Aleph. 1 day of Rashi is, I'm going to write the same arrow, that it also is Acher Rabim Lahatos. And the other day of Rashi is that Ruba de Lesa Kaman is Halacha. I'm just going to write here, Ruba de Lesa Kaman is Halacha Lamosha Misinai. Very interesting. Okay? If I ask you, what is the marker of Ruba de Lesa Kaman, David? Acharav Lahatos. What is the marker for Ruba de Lesa Kaman? 2 days in Rashi, Chulin, Yudbezim, and Aleph. And someone will say, whoa, you know a lot, right? Someone asks you, what's the marker of Ruba de Lesa Kaman? Right? If you're at work, someone asks you, what is the mark of Ruba de Lesa Kaman? 2 days in Rashi, Chulin Daf Yud Beis, right? Then Beferish, you see it's Acher Rabim Lahatos, or Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. Okay? So let me ask you. Tosfos by us says, if a Yid comes in and says, Yehudi Ani, you cannot bring a Raya, you're believed, from our Gemara, because in our Gemara, Rove of the guys are Jewish, dealing with the Korban Pesach. Fine. What type of Rove is that? Ruba de Lesa Kaman. Well said. Everyone's in front of you. Everyone's Jewish. Beis HaMikdash. Fine. Let's turn to Yavama's first page of the packet. Go ahead. Go ahead, Zevi. Ton Rabbon on. Tzedek. Ushvatatem Tzedek Bein Ish. Excellent. Oh, a ger that converts in Beis Din is a ger. Does everyone know the process of Geiris in Halacha? What is the process of Geiris? Mila, Tfila, Kabbalas Mitzvahs. And you definitely have to have a Beis Din. It's a whole question which one of the steps you have to have a Beis Din. You have to have a Beis Din Poshup shot by Milan Tfilin. Okay? Bezdin Shal Yisrael. Bezdin Shal Yisrael. Three Dayanim. Halach Lomaisa. Even nowadays. So what does it say? If you have a Bezdin, fine. Go ahead. Beino.
Beino Lvein Atzmo. Eino
Ger. Oh, you do it alone? It's not a Gerus. Maisa.
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 Maisa. Maisa. Maisa. Maisa.
Guy's been a Yid for 5-10 years and he comes forward and says, I only converted without a Bezdin. What do you do? Go ahead. He says, do you have Adim that you did it? He says, no, he's an honest man. Go ahead. Do you have kids? Yes, I have kids, he says. The bottom line is, you're going to need a new Gerus, Mr. Father. The children do not. You don't have the koach to disqualify your children. But yourself, you do. And you have to what? You have to go ahead and do a new Gerus. Halacha lemaisa. Now, let's just point out, I didn't give it to you, okay? But in the Tosfos Dibur Maskil Neman, I want you guys to get this down. I didn't give it to you. But Tosfos asks me, Mimon Nafshach. He says he doesn't understand. Let's think about it. What is this guy's wife? Is his wife a shiksa? If his wife is a shiksa, what's the din of the kids? They're goyim. And if his wife is what? Jewish, who cares what he is? Right? Isn't that a great kasha? Tosfos asks him, I'll read it inside. Vim Tomri. See to Tosfos Damascus Ne'aman? Go ahead, Zevi. The fourth line in. No, Vim Tomar. In that Tosfos. Everyone got it right here. Please look at it. Vim Tomar. I didn't photocopy it. I didn't underline. Go ahead. Vim Tomar.
Vim Tomar. Hechidami.
Im Ishtah Avodavshach. Go ahead. Go ahead. You go bust to the mother. So if she's a shik, so the kids are going. Go ahead. And if the mother's Yisrael, Bonav, go ahead. Havlak kosher. If you have a non-Jewish father and a Jewish mother, we possibly like the town and the kids are Jewish. So it's a great kasha. Right? You think about it. He says, oh, you have to do a new gerus, your kids are fine. We don't really care about him. We care about the mother. Seth, you follow me? The mother is the ikker. So let's skip down a little bit. Zevi, V.A. Shlomer. Just do the V.A. Shlomer. Sover of Yehuda. Excellent. Excellent. Go ahead, just finish it up. Excellent. So what's the Teretz? The Teretz is that what? Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rabbi Akiva, that if a non-Jewish man lives with a Jewish woman, the union, the kids from that union, the kids are what? Mamzerim. Therefore, it's a big deal. Because if the father, we don't paskin like this Tana, but if there is a Tana of Yehuda, Rabbi Kiva holds, that if the non-Jewish man is the father's a non-Jewish man, the mother's Jewish, the kids are Mamzerim, then it chaps a big nafkamina. When this guy comes along and says that he had no gerus, it chaps a big nafkamina what his status is. So I want you to get that down. Okay, it's very critical. It's a pshat in the Gemara. Very critical. We have to know who he is. Okay. Now let's go to the top Tosfos where I did underline, and then we have to figure out this machloikis between our Tosfos and that Tosfos. Go ahead, Zevi. The Muchzuk. Before we do that, Tosfos is commenting on the second page. Let's look at the second page in the packet. Gemara in the bottom of Yevamos. Go ahead, Toner Abonon. A guy comes forward and says, I'm a ger. I would have a havamini, we accept him. Go ahead. What does that mean? We know the guy was a goy. Therefore, he is not believed. If we have no previous chazaka, then a guy is believed to say Yehudi ani. But if you know the guy is a goy, and he comes forward and says he's converted, we don't believe him until he has aided. Klor? This case talk about muchzuk. Go ahead. B'muchzuk l'cha. We knew you were a goy, so you're not believed. Go ahead.
B'ved'av b'mov minayin tamalomar b'figa.
Yeah, if you have Edom, then it's good. In fact, the Gemara asks later in the Vos, we need a pusik for it. If there's Edom, it's obvious, right? Okay. Let's turn back to the first page now. Go ahead. Right, that's why it says on the side, Shaykh Lo Amud HaKodim. You know, sometimes the Tosus is not on the same Amud. On the right on the side, it says Shaykh Lo Amud HaKodim. Okay, this Tosus is an Amud Vayter. It's going back in the Amud before. Go ahead. So what does Tosa say? That we know the guy was a goy. So he cannot say that he's a Jew, that he converted, unless what? We have Edom. Because if we didn't know, do we believe a guy? Do we believe a guy, Tosa says, to say Girani? Yes. Why do we believe a guy to say Girani? Because he could have said what? Yehudiani. Excellent. He has a migu. He could have made a better claim that he was born Jewish. Yehudiani. So let's get that down. Girani is Neman below Muksuk, I'm going to write. We didn't know that he was a goy. Now, go ahead, Zevi. Next line. Tos going to prove, David, from our Gemara, our story, that a guy is believed to say Yehudiani. Go ahead. So what does he prove from our Gemara Psachim? That a man is believed to say Yehudiani. What did our Tosa say in Psachim? Can you prove from our Gemara Yehudiani that you're believed? No, because why? There's a what, Seth? There's a rov. Go ahead. What does Tosa Yavama say to that? Go ahead. Don't say like Tosa said in Psachim by us. That what? There's no raya because you're relying on the rov. Go ahead. Rova boin. Yadus. Yisrael. Hey. Whoa. What is this line of Tosfos saying, Yavamis? Amazing. Amazing line. What does he say? He says as follows. I beg to differ with Tosfos by Yassim Sochem. Tosfos Sochem rejected a raya from our Gemara, our story, Nisim, that a man who comes Yehudiani is believed. Well, how did Tosfos Etzlenu reject it? Let's write down Tosfos Etzlenu. How did Tosfos Etzlenu reject the raya from the story that you could say Yehudiani? Because you said there's a rov. Rov, memeila ain raya. Okay, let's chop this, guys. What does Tosfos say in Yavamis? What does Tosfos say in Yavamis? He says there is a raya. There is a raya. What do you mean there's a raya? But there's a rov here. He says there's a rov of Yisraelim. You know what, Noah? Tosfos says in Yavamis? Even if there be a rov of Goyim and not a rov Yisrael, still we would believe you. Because there's a rov anyway of what? Tosfos Yavamis. Yesh Raya, because he says you are believed Neman Lomar Yisrael Ani Yehudi Ani, same thing Neman Lomar Yisrael Ani Afilu Kashir Rov Goyim. Why? Because most guys that come forward and say they're a Jew are telling the truth. Afilu Kashir Rov Goyim Neman Kirov Habaim Lefanenu. Rov Habaim Lefanenu. Veomrim. Veomrim. Veomer Yehudiani. Veomer Yehudiani is telling the truth. He's Naaman. So Tosa says, you know what? You have a slam dunk riot for Mark Amar. Because don't try to say like Tosa Psachim that we're dealing with Rov guys that deal with the Korban Pesach are Jewish. You know, even if Rov of the guys were Goyim, let's say, if a fellow come forward and say, I'm Jewish, we believe him. Because there's another Rov. What's that other Rov? Rov of Goyim Lefanenu are Jewish, they are believed. You follow me? No, that's the line you got to, it's a hard line. You got to read into the Tosfos Yavamis. Even if there be a Rov of Goyim, you still are believed based on this new Rov. So if I ask you, and we'll have to see our Tosfos Vayta position. If I ask you, if a person comes in and says he's Jewish, do we believe him? Yes. Tosfos Sochem says, why are you believed? I don't know. Tosus doesn't say why you're believed. Maybe everyone has a cheskes kashas, they don't lie. But Tosus doesn't say. Tosus Yevamos tells you why you're believed to say Yisrael. And why you believe? Because rove guys that come forward, rove guys that come forward, say what? Say Ani, I'm Ne'eman.
Okay?
Our Tosus
says also.
Our Tosus rejects that.
Our Tosus says
you can't bring a raya from our Gemara. He's going to go on and say that you're believed even if there is no rov. But he doesn't say why. Our Tosus is going to go on and say you're believed to say Yehudi Ani even if there is no rov. But he doesn't say what the svar is. Tosus Yevamos says the svar is Yitzi. That even if there's Rove Goyim, you're believed because there's this new Rove that says, Daniel, that most people that come forward, right, and say that they're Jewish are telling the truth. Okay? Now, what we must get now, let's get this, is that there is a fundamental machloikis going on here between Tosin Yevamos and our Tosus. What is the fundamental machloikis here? What is the fundamental machloikis here? What happens if you pit a Ruba de Issa Kaman against a Ruba de Lesa Kaman? Which is Adif? Which is stronger? So let's put our thinking caps on. Okay? According to Tosus B'Yevamos, let's write it. Tosus B'Yevamos. You have Rov Goyim in a situation. What is Rov Goyim? What type of rove is that?
Issa.
Excellent. Ruba, the Issa Kaman. Against this rove, that whoever comes forward and says they're Jewish, what type of rove is that? Ruba, the Lesa Kaman. Ruba, rove, aboyim lefaneinu. That's what I'm going to call it. Rove, aboyim lefaneinu. That's a Ruba, the Lesa Kaman. Which wins, guys? Which wins? Ruba de Leitza, come on. Excellent, Zevi. Tosa slam dunk in Yevamos is saying that a Ruba de Leitza, come on, is a deef than a Ruba de Issa, come on. Slam dunk. And therefore, Ruba de Leitza, come on, is a deef. And we must be Masber, why? Why is that? So let us say the following. Ruba de Lesa Kaman Yoel. This Tosus holds like Rashi here. That what is the marker of Ruba de Lesa Kaman? Halacha, Lamosha. Ruba de Lesa Kaman is Adif. Why is it Adif? Because it is Halacha, Lamosha, Mesinai, we want to suggest. It is Halacha, Lamosha, Mesinai, and it's a different marker, and therefore it might have stronger power than what? Then a Ruba de Issa Kaman, and I'll tell you why I'll be Svar. What's the Svar? The Shev Shmaitza writes, the Ksos, you know, wrote a Sefer when he was 17, called the Shev Shmaitza Eli. When you talk about a Ruba de Issa Kaman, it's a Birur. Remember we learned last year in Baba Basra? It's a Birur. When you utilize a Ruba de Issa Kaman, it's so powerful, it's like a cannon. It's so powerful, it's a statistical Rov Nisim. It's a birur. You never have a suffix after you invoke and implement a Ruba de Issa Kaman. It's a birur. However, a Ruba de Issa Kaman is, what is its lumdus? Hanhogin. The fact is, it is nishara suffix after it's all said and done, but the reason why you can be makel is that I assume that it's okay. Who says this? The Shita Mikubetz is in Bom Mitziyat. And Vavam in base. I just assume that it's okay. It's a hanhogit. The Shmaitzin Perik Beis, Shmaitzin Beis Perik Tedvov says, Kol the parish, Meruba parish is what? That piece of meat that's in the street? It's really a suffix, Daniel. I just assume it's from the nine that are kosher. But when you deal with a statistical rov that most people are not treifas and you shoot them dead, we can execute you with Edom and Asra because we assume slam dunk he was healthy. Most women give birth at 9 months. Slam dunk, she's going to give birth at slam. It's not a suffix. It's not like Hanhaga is an assumption. We assume that. We're makel. When you talk about a Ruba de Leisa Kaman, Evan, it's a beerer. There never was a suffix. It clarifies and answers the suffix. So if you pit a ruba de lesa kaman against a ruba de isa kaman, the birur beats out the hanhagi. And the melem, Adam, Tosis writes in Yevamis, Bethavish, Chiddush Niflo, that if you pit a ruba de isa kaman versus a ruba de lesa kaman ali, the ruba de lesa kaman wins. And that is why you're always believed to say Yisrael ani, even if it's Rov Goyim. Even if it's Rov Goyim. Even if it's Rov Goyim, you still can what? Because the Rov Goyim is a Ruben Issa Kaman. The statistical Rov is a Lesa Kaman. Ruben Lesa Kaman wins. This is the Chiddush Nifla of Tosfos B'Yavamis. David, do you have this? Please get it down. Ruben Lesa Kaman is odif than Ruben Issa Kaman. Because Ruben Lesa Kaman is a Biru. Ruben Issa Kaman is a Suffolk. However, in contradistinction to this, our Tosa says no. Said, please be upon this. Tosis B'Psachim says, what does Tosis B'Psachim say? What happens if you had a Rov Goyim, Aaron? What would be the din? According to our Tosis B'Psachim, at this point, what would you say? Mm-hmm. If you have Rov Goyim, what would you say? According to Tosis B'Psachim? Rov Goyim, are you believed to say Yisrael Ani?
No.
When there's Rov Goyim? No. The only reason why you believe in this story is because why there were Rov Jews. Rov Goyim, you're not believed. I don't understand. What about Tosus in Psach and Yevamis? What does Tosus in Psach say about the Tosus about Rov Aboyim Lefanenu? Yisrael Ani, Rov Goyim, ain't no Naaman, it seems. Why is he ain't no Naaman? You have a Ruben Issa Kaman versus a Ruben Lesa Kaman. What's the answer? Ruben Issa Kaman is what? Is Adif. Ruben Issa Kaman is Adif. It's more powerful. The Ruben Issa Kaman is more Adif. And what's the Svar? Okay, well, we're going to read on the rest of the Tosas, Evi, right? The rest of the Tosas points out, Yitzi, right, that even if you don't have a Rov, you're believed to say Yisrael Ani. But I'm not sure, Lamaisa, what Tosus will say, right? At this point, I'm going to stress it. At this point, looking at our Gemara, we have a fundamental machlokes. We're going to see that Tosim Sachim by us is going to what say you're believed even if there is a Rov of Goyim. But I'm saying, trying to bring a Raya from our Gemara, Halacha Lamaisa, Evan. Can you bring a Raya from our Gemara? Tosim Yavama said yes. Tosus by us said no. Tosus is going to go ahead and say, Josh, that you are believed to say. I'm just saying, Agamara, this is a machlokus focusing on our Gemara, guys. Halacha l'maisa, our Tosus is going to say, Yutaka, our believed to say, so only even against Rov Goyim. He doesn't tell you why. We have to try to come up with a svara. Maybe Cheskes Kashrus. Tosus doesn't tell you. But at this point, if you were to stop right now in our Tosus Evi, you would say you're not believed. Looking just at our Gemara, you would not be believed. And I ask you, why not? What's the answer? Because it's a Ruba de Issa Kaman. Now, why would a Ruba de Issa Kaman be more powerful than what? Than a Ruba de Issa Kaman. So I want to say this following svar. Let's get it. We've once mentioned, I think, a few weeks ago, the Din of Kavua. What's the Din of Kavua? Didn't we mention the Din of Kavua a few weeks ago? Yes, we mentioned it when we did that test. What happens if I buy a piece of meat? 9 of the plaza of stores were kosher, butcher shops, 1 was not. I buy a piece of meat, I come home, I forgot where I bought it. What's the din? Kol kavua kemechsa al mechsadom. Kemechsa al mechsadom. It's usher. 50-50, it's usher. Sovik derais l'chum. Kavua means that the suffix was in a stationary fashion. The stores are there, they're not moving anywhere. If the piece of meat was found in the street, called the parish, miruba parish, anything that's separated from its origin, Josh, you could be make. You go bust to the rove. But here I bought the piece of meat, came home, I was a suffix where I bought it. So look at the stores. Stores don't move. The Gemara has a pasuk, a special Jewish pasuk, that says, Kol kavua kemechsa mechsadom is asur. Even though it's 9 to 1, it's a kosher, you have to assume that meat is osur.
The difference is, if you found it in the street,
Yeah, you didn't find it in the, you didn't find it in your house. You bought it and you forgot where you bought it from. It was never what it was never taken out of its place of origin when the latest asofik happened. Okay? You know you put it in the, you bought it from the stores. You don't know which place in the stores though. That's what kavua means. If you find a piece of meat in the street, then it's called a parish, miruva parish. Okay? That's based on a pasuk. But there are many rishonim that say the isser of kavua is only if the isser is nikar. When you can see that Ronald McDonald staring at you. That one store that's not kosher is Ronald McDonald smiling. Right? And the slides and everything. Cheeseburger, the quarter pounder, it's all there. Right? All the pictures. The isser is nikar, then we say kavua. That's what many Rishonim say. Tosa says all over Shas. The only time you say kavu when the Isser's nicker. Okay. Let me ask you. Is this based on a pasuk or a svara? So Reb Chaim says it's based on a pasuk. There's a pasuk. There's no rhyme and reason behind it. We don't understand why kavu works. That's what the Torah says finished. But Reb Shimon Shkop gives a bit of a svara. Reb Shimon writes in the Shari Osher the following. How can you eat that piece of meat when Ronald McDonald's staring at you and smiling? Don't you have any guilt feelings? I mean, you're right, nine of the stores are kosher. But the one that's not, he's smiling at you. I mean, come on, how could you sleep well at night? Okay, I'm dramatizing a little bit. But the answer is, Reb Shimon says it's a svar. He gives a svar that if the Isser's nicker, it's not right. You cannot follow the rove. You see it right at you, even though the other nine are kosher. So I want to suggest the following svar. Let's plug it back into us. What does a Ruba Disa Kaman mean? What does a Ruba Disa Kaman mean? Rova, the guys are going. Rova, the guys are going, they're in front of you. This man comes in and says he's Yisrael. What does a Ruba Disa Kaman mean? It's a very powerful thing. Why is it so powerful? Because even though there are what? There is a minority that's staring at you. I don't care about that minority that's staring after at me. I say it, I go bus a rov. It wasn't a case of kavua, it's a case of rov. That shows you the strength of Ruba Disa Kaman. That despite the fact there was something what? Despite the fact there's something staring at you, you found the piece of meat in the street. Ronald McDonald's still smiling at you. I ignore that. And I go bus to the rov and I assume it's kosher. So you see that Ruba Disa Kaman is a very powerful thing. It can ignore the smile of Ronald McDonald. If it can ignore the smile of Ronald McDonald, yes, that shows it's quite powerful. It's so, so powerful that it's even stronger than a Ruba Disa Kaman. And what is the marker? What is the marker of a Ruba Disa Kaman according to this theory? Again, I wrote down that Tosin of almost will hold like Rashi, Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. What will the Tosos here in the Pesachim hold? What's the marker? The pasuk, right. Achrei Rabin Lahato. So you'll ask me, Rebbe, how do you know which one's stronger if they both come from the same pasuk? What do you tell me? What's the pasuk shot in the pasuk? What's the pasuk talking about there? A Beis Din. Is a Beis Din a Ruba Disa Kaman?
Yeah.
Yes. The pasuk shot in the pasuk takes precedence over the Torah Shabbat Peh regarding this din. And therefore, a Ruba Disa Kaman is more powerful than a Ruba Disa Kaman. Because a Ruba Disa Kaman can overcome Ronald McDonald smiling at me. That shows its great strength.
That's only if it's parish, though.
What'd you say?
That's only if it's
parish. I understand, but in situations where we utilize the rove. Where you use the rove, it has great koiches. It depends on your perspective. So your perspective is that Ruba Disa Kaman is more powerful than Ruba Disa Kaman. So guys, there's a fundamental machlokes here between our Tosis Nivamis and Tosis Bayas, whether you can bring a raya from our very own story, whether a Jew that comes in and says, Yehudi ani, is he believed? Against a rove of goyim. Tosin Yavamis says, yes, you are believed, because there's this new rove called Rove Lefanenu. That means a Ruba Disa Kaman beats out a Ruba Disa Kaman. The lumbus being that a beer beats out a Hanhaga. Tosin Pesachim says, I'm sorry. The only reason why you're believed in our story is because a rove Yisraelim. But if you rove goyim, you would not be believed. Why not? Because a Ruba Disa Kaman, the opposite, beats out a Ruba Disa Kaman. What's a lumbus? Because a Ruba Disa Kaman can overcome Ronald McDonald. That shows its great strength. Ruba Disa Kaman, it's statistical. There's no Ronald McDonald smiling at you. It's all statistics. And the lumbness is that it's based on, both are based on Acharam L'Hapos, but since the Pashup Shah and the Pashup is talking about Ruba Disa Kaman, it has greater strength. Tosin in Yavama says it's based on Halacha Moshe Mesinai, like Rashi says in Chulin. One pshat, there are 2 days in Rashi. If it's Halacha Moshe Mesinai, that means it's a very powerful thing, perhaps. It's a different genre, a different koyach. It's mitam birur. Ruben Lisa come out as a suffix, therefore birur beats out a suffix. That's the chiddush that we want to bring out here. This is the fundamental machlokes. Now, in that Tosin Yavamis, Zevi, Rebbe Kiveger, you see the squiggly, the circle there? He says, look where? I didn't have, it's blotted out. He says, look in Yerushalmi in Rosh Hashanah. You know what the Yerushalmi says in Rosh Hashanah? The following. I want you guys to get this down. The Yerushalmi in the second perek of Rosh Hashanah, Halacha Aleph states, there were two Jews that came from a city of Goyim, Rov Goyim. One of them came out, everyone knew he was Jewish. The other guy, no one knew what his status was. So the one who came out that everyone knew was Jewish said about the other guy, he's Jewish. Do we believe him or not? The Gemara says, you're relying on one aid. You're relying on one aid. You're relying on an aid echad. How can you, the Gemara concludes there in Rosh Hashanah Yushalmi. How can you rely on an aid echad? So the Yushalmi is against the Tosin Yavamis. Because the Yushalmi writes Beferish that you're not Neman. What did the Tosin say in Yavamis? You're believed on yourself. Why are you believed on yourself? Because you're an aid. You can be an aid on yourself. Even though aid on a main al atzmoy, Adam Karvitz al atzmoy, but in this situation, we believe him. Why do we believe him? Because he has a rov, Tosin Yavamis. There's a rov. So the Rabbi Kiveger points out, there's Yerushalmi smacked against Tosus. Tosin Yavamis says you're not believed on the other guy. Because it comes out that you're relying on an aid ethic. So Rabbi Kiveger obviously understood that you're being believed based on what? You're being believed based on what? Aidus. Right? My response to that is why? Our Tosa says you're believed based on what? In Yavamis. A rove. There you're not believed. Ain't no neman al adam achir. You're not believed on an adam achir. See, Rabbi Kiveger equated the two. I would have said to you, Shalmi's talking about you're not believed on another guy. But maybe on yourself you are believed. Rabbi Kiveger equates the two. Rabbi Kiveger equates the two. I guess Rabbi Kiveger understood that if there's a rov, that gives you nemanis as an aid on yourself. If you believe on yourself, why shouldn't you believe on someone else? Yerushalmi says you're not believed on someone else. If you're not believed on someone else, you shouldn't be believed on yourself. So I'm saying that Tosfos and Yavamis seems to be against the Yerushalmi. At this point, our Tosfos is like the Yerushalmi. We're going to point out, Viter from our Tosfos, that the Tosfos agrees you are believed. But at this point now, in the Tosfos, Tosfos will say you're not believed against Rav Goyim. I'm saying there's Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says Beferish, you're not believed on an Adam Acher. So my first reaction was, that's on an Adam Acher. But on yourself, maybe you should be believed. But I guess Rabbi Kiveger says, if there's a Rov, there's a Rov, right? If there's a Rov that allows you to believe on yourself, why can't you believe on another guy? Therefore, Kiveger, that's what he meant when he says, look at the Yerushalmi over there in Rosh Hashanah. The Yerushalmi in Rosh Hashanah seems to be against his Tosos. Yes, Josh?
Yeah, what's the story that you should be believed on yourself more than somebody else? Like the opposite.
Mean that what?
You should be believed, you're never believed on yourself. You should believe somebody else that can understand your belief, not that you believe for yourself.
Because you're what? You're no Gambadover.
Right.
So that's what I'm saying. I'm saying Rabbi Kiveger is equating the two.
Right, but you're saying you should have said the opposite. What's the swarf of the opposite?
The swarf of the opposite is that there's not Adis. When you testify in yourself, it's not called Adis. Remember we said yesterday, according to the Ravid, if you're a Baal Dover,
yeah. You
testify in yourself, it's not called Adis. So I would say it's not Adis. When you talk about someone else, that's called Adis, and Anach is not good. About yourself, there's a robe, and that's it. It's not called Adis. Not registered as Adis. You're a Baal Dover. That's what I would have said.
So you don't even need
Adis, right? Yeah, it's not called Adis. Tosa says you have a robe. That's not called Adis. Bikivega says this is Adis. Go ahead. That's called Adis because you're talking about someone else. You can't have Adis. It's an Adis. Adis shall Adachad is Ado Neman. Yeah, but this is not Adis. Remember we wrote yesterday on the board according to the Ravid? How did that come up yesterday? You remember? How did the Ravid come up yesterday? What was the Kiddush of the Ravid we had yesterday?
Someone.
We said that if you admit that you killed someone, why do we say it's acceptable according to the Chinuch? A goy that says he incriminates himself, we believe him, against the Rambam. How is he believed? Because he's a person's karov. Krovim are good by what? Krovim are good by goyim. But if you say it's based on the Ravid, that you can't testify on yourself because you're a Baal Dover, then that should be a problem not just for Jews, but even for who? Even for Goyim. So that was a Chumrah we had yesterday. Here we're saying there's a Kula today. It's not even called Eidus. You follow me? So you just, it's based on a Rov. It doesn't get in the realm of the Chassidus. It's based on a Rov. But nonetheless, that's what Rabbi Akiva Eiger says. He says this Kiddush. Okay. Viter now. Zevi, back to our Tosos. Let's see inside our Tosos, and then we'll have to go back to Tosos and Yevamos. So you guys got this as a... Before we go Viter, though, it must be Mosif, a Chiddush Nifla that I wanted to say once, many years ago. I would say about 16 years ago, I said the following Kiddush. Okay? I think it's a Vort. Let's learn. Turn to the last two pages in the packet. I want to say a Chiddush Nifla. I think it's right. Okay? I should have put it in the Sefer. But I forgot to. I forgot to. The next one. Okay, we'll see, Aaron. Okay, the next one. Aaron suggests the next one. You're right. Bezrat Hashem. Bezrat Hashem. Okay? We're all familiar with the famous Mishnah in Maseches Brachos in the fifth parak, that when you're davening Shmon Esrei and you see a scorpion, you run. Okay? You run. And I'm not exaggerating. Scorpions, we know, can kill a person. In fact, I know a big Talmid Chacham who was in Gush when I was in Shalbim. He was bit by a scorpion. They found a dead scorpion outside his room. He had to go to the hospital, and he was very sick for a few days. It's terrible. Mamash is sakana. Thank God it wasn't the ones that kill. There's different types. One is yellow. I forgot which one is the Chumano Tzan, the killer one. But the Gemara in Mishnah in Brachos states, what daf is this? Lamed Gimel. The Mishnah in Brachos states the following. Let me give you the Mishnah first. Where's the Mishnah? The Mishnah, yes, is in the beginning of the fifth parak in Chavtesim and Beis. It states that if you're davening Shmon Esrei and a snake is sandwiched on your ankle, don't be mafsik. So nachash lo yafsik. It's a garter snake, right? You know what a garter snake is? You know, in the gardens. I think they're pronounced garter, right? I think it's a garter snake. They don't bite you. They're like pets. Ooh, I'm nervous. It's a garter snake. Just daven Shmon Esrei. Have kavanah. So that's on daf kaf tesim and beis. If you turn to daf lamed gimel, go ahead, Zevi. Read the line there and go ahead. Akra posik. If it's a scorpion, you better hit the road. You finish your Shmon Esrei somewhere else. Read that top Rashi. Lakotz. He's dangerous to bite. Go ahead. More than what a snake is. Now let's turn to the next page. I couldn't find this Rashi, so if you guys find it, you help me with this. But Rebbe Chanan quotes the Rashi in Brachos. Go ahead. Lamed Gimel. Mukach. What do we learn? Shluchei mitzvot einan nizakin. Excellent, Sammy. Anyone's a shliach mitzvah never's damaged. But if it's shliach hazeka, it could be damaged. Yes? So what about the danger of a scorpion? Go ahead. He says it's not shliach hazeka. Go ahead. See, I couldn't find that Rashi, but that's what I think Rashi is basically saying in Brachos. Rove snakes don't kill. Rove scorpions kill. Go ahead. Him Cain. What a kasha. What a kasha. Where is that Gemara in Yuma Daf Pehei? Famous klal, ein holchen, bepikuach nefesh, achar a rov. What's the case? Case is you have a bunch of rubble. Rachmana litzlan, a building fell on Shabbos. You want to try to save someone in there. The Gemara in Yuma distinguishes between rov Yisrael or not. The Gemara says, even if they're rov Akum, we're still choshes that there's a mute Yisrael. Obviously, we have to try to save Yidim and non-Jews. We have to be ne'evim. We don't want to cause anti-Semitism, but the Gemara writes, if it was not a problem, there's a distinction between Yisraelim and Goyim. So even if the majority are non-Jews, you still have to be choshes that a mute was what? Yisraelim, and you have to uncover the rubble and be over Mechal Shabbos to do it. Because we do not go bus a rov, but bikuch nefesh. So frekt Rebbe Chanan, rov snakes don't what? Don't kill. I'm davening Shmon Esrei. No problem. It's on my ankle. It's gewaltig. No yafsik. It's a garter snake. But maybe it's a cobra. Or maybe it's a, what's another killer snake? A rattlesnake. Very good. No, cobra. You can see the difference, right? A boa constrictor. You can see the difference, right? But let's say it's a rattlesnake. Maybe it's a rattlesnake. Ain hoklim b'pukuch nefesh achar rov. Frek Rebbe Chanan. What's going on? What do you mean you keep davening Shmon Esrei? People who knows you don't go bus a rov. Great kasha. Everyone hear that kasha? Go ahead. What's Rebbe Chanan's teretz? Yesh lomar.
Yesh lomar keon the rov ain mimisin havikal shchiach.
Kilo shchiach hazeka. Oh. Memeila. I'm davening Shmon Esrei. I'm doing a mitzvah. Memeila. Yesh. I can rely on the fact that I'm not going to be damaged from davening Shmon Esrei. Oh, but if it's a scorpion, slam dunk shchiach hazek, it's commonplace. I see the akrav, but when it comes to bedikas chometz, right, the Gemara says you can do the nooks and crannies for bedikas chometz. Why don't I have to worry about a scorpion? Because I don't know if there's a scorpion there. Shluchim mitzayin nizukin. But when you see the scorpion in your eyes, that's shchiach hazeka. You can't rely on shluchim mitzvah in nizukin. So what's Rabbi Chanan's answer? I'm davening Shmon Esrei. Rove snakes don't kill. I can assume it's a garter snake. Why don't I have to be choshes that it's a rattlesnake? What's the teretz? Because that's lo shchiach hazeka. Lo shchiach hazeka. I can rely on shluchim mitzvah in nizukin. Lo shchiach hazeka. Lo shchiach hazeka, and I can rely on what? Shluchei mitzvah einan nizukin.
It's not shluchei mitzvah.
Shmon Esrei, doing a mitzvah. Shluchei mitzvah is doing a mitzvah. It doesn't have to be a shliach, doing a mitzvah. It means you're a shliach, I mean you're doing a mitzvah. Okay. I want to say a different teretz. This is the chiddush I thought of 15, 16 years ago. Based on Tosin Yevamos. We just said, if you pit a Ruben Delesa Kaman versus a Ruben Issa Kaman, which did we say was more powerful, Tosin Yevamos? Ruben Delesa Kaman, because it's a biru. This Gemara, Ein Hochem Pekuch Nefesh Achar Rov, is a what? The rubble case. What type of rov was that? What type of rov was that? Issa. Ruba the Issa Kaman. Most of the guys were non-Jewish. That's in front of you. Mm-hmm. Right? That's a Ruba the Issa Kaman. What is the rov of most snakes don't kill you? What type of rov is that? Ruba the Issa Kaman. Which is more powerful? According to Tosin Yevamos? Ruba the Issa Kaman. There's your teretz. Rebbe Chanan asked, you're davening Shmon Esrei. The snake, rove snakes, don't kill. You can continue Shmon Esrei. Frekt Rebbe Chanan, ein hochen b'pikuch nefesh achar rov. Ein hochen b'pikuch nefesh achar rov is only by Ruba de Issa Kaman that you have to worry about the other Jews that are in front of you that are mutant. You have to worry about it. But if it's a statistical rove, it's like a cannon. And rove snakes don't kill. That's a cannon. You're a paranoid. You're a meshugana. You're a what's the word for it? You're paranoid, but look at the medicals. Hypochondriac. You're a hypochondriac. So, oh, it might be a rattlesnake. We're punishing him. You live in the middle of New York. There hasn't been a rattlesnake in 90 years, right? So it's like a cannon. It's a beerer. Therefore, since it's a birur, that answers Rabbi Chanan's kasha. You hear that? I think it's a gavaltika teretz. That's based on the Tosin of Amos Shcholik and our Tosos. Natana, you got it? Yes, Josh, go ahead.
Yeah, I don't understand why the normal case is Ikikon, the same case is Lesikon. What's the difference between the cases?
The case in Yuma is there's Mamish a building that collapsed, and the city, the population, the people walking around in the city, Mamish in front of you, like the case of the Beis Din, like the case of the butcher shops, Rove or Goyim, Mute is Jewish. But there's the concept of statistical Rove is most women give birth at 9 months. Most people are healthy. Most snakes don't kill. You don't have all the snakes in the world in front of you.
Snakes in New York are in front of you. I know that.
No. No one's in front of you.
Just as much as the people are in front of you.
No. No, the people are mamish in front of you. It's like the butcher shop case. The case of Rove, Nechashim, and Mimisa is like the women 9 months. Most people are healthy. Like also the case of what? All the statistical roles, nothing's in front of you. Well, mice, in this case, the city, it's like the city is like the case of the butcher shop. It's mom's friend, like the case of a Beis Din. So that's the chiluk that we want to tie in. That's the teretz we want to suggest. Okay? Seth, you got me? That's all based on the Tosis where Tosin Yevamos. Our Tosis in Pesachim doesn't buy it. Okay? But Tosin Yevamos buys it. This is the chiluk one. This is Rabbi Chanan Daf Cheser. In Pesachim, I'm the sugi of Shluchim Mitzvah. Yes, Elliot.
What's the alternative that we go after? If we use the rubble case instead, if that wins out, how does that end up?
The rubble case is a case of Ein Holchim, Bipikuch Nefesh Acharol. Therefore, I can remove the rubble because it might be that the guy's a Jew.
And we're going against the rubble in that case.
Yeah, we're going against the rubble. But what I'm saying
is. Like one rubble against another rubble. It's more.
I understand, but that's a case of a rubble. It's just the flip side of it.
Right, okay.
It's a case of rubble with Issa Kaman. Right. So therefore, I'm looking at the mute. Just in that case, the mute wins because it's Pikuch Nefesh. V'chai Behem. V'chai Behem. Why should there be a difference? V'chai Behem. V'chai Behem tells me the rubble with Issa Kaman. When you deal with the rubble with the Lesa Kaman, maybe the whole cloud doesn't exist, I'm saying. Ein Holchen Bikuch Nefesh Acharon maybe doesn't exist by Ruba Delesa Kaman. And that's exactly what the snakes are. It's a Ruba Delesa Kaman. So I don't care about the possibility that it might be a what? Might be a rattlesnake like Noah said. I'm not cautious for that. Because it's a Biru. Okay? Alright. Zevi, let's finish up our Tosis because I want to get to Halacha in Hilchos Purim. We got to get going a lot in Hilchos Purim. But let's finish up our Tosis. And if we could finish the Tosis in Yevamos as well. Go ahead. Yes. So now what's the old Raya now? No, Ach. We're back in our Tosos. Ach. So again, what did Tosos say? Again, what did Tosos say, guys? Can't bring a Raya from our story that what? You're believing it's Israel only because Rove guys dealing with the Korban Pesach are Jewish. But Tosos is don't give up. Again, our Tosos was what? According to our Gemara. Tosos Pesachim, Al Gemara Shalani. Go ahead, Zevi.
Ach Yesh, Abi Raya, Abi Perik, Macholi.
Oh. What was the case? There was a man, unfortunately, his father was not Jewish, and his mother was Jewish. What is his din? Jewish. But people are uncomfortable with that. People are uncomfortable with it. There's no doubt. So you know what they suggested to this man? Go and exile yourself. Go to relocate. Go to a place where no one knows you and go marry a woman there. They won't know your father's a goy. That's what I want you to get the words. That's we don't skim. Go gali. Go exile yourself. Oh, go ahead.
That's embarrassing
enough. Or marry someone of your same species. Marry a girl that father was a goy, mother was Jewish. That's what he suggested to him. What do you see from that Gemara? What's the riot, guys? Then when he relocates, who's going to believe he's Jewish? You must believe, L-U-C, you believe a guy if he says he's Jewish. Now, Tosus doesn't say why. That's what I'm going to leave for tomorrow, we'll have to try. I'm saying maybe it's a Chesus Kashrus. We got to go vayt them about him, so we can share with that. Tosus doesn't tell us why you believe they say Israel on him. Tosus Yevamos says based on Rov. Tosus Yevamos says based on Rov. This Rov, a boy lefanenu. Tosus by us. Now it's bringing rise and shas, you're believed. Even if the rove might be goyim. Tosa tzlenu, You also are a belief, but he doesn't say why. Lo omer lama. He doesn't say lama. This point, Tosus dug up Raya's. Okay? We got you got me? Tosus doesn't say what the lumdus is why you're believed. He just says you're believed. Points out this Gemara. Because the assumption is when he relocates, they'll believe him that he's Jewish. I have a good friend of mine. You're a good friend of mine. He's a roommate of mine in college. He married a girl whose father was a goy. Mother Jewish. She was a Baal Shuva. And he had difficulty with... He loved her. He ended up marrying. They have many kids now. But it was not pushed for him. It's not, I mean, his father's not Jewish. But the halach lamaisi, she's Jewish. They live in Eretz Yisrael. They made Aliyah. It was not a pushed zach. Okay? It's a very important din. What do I say is important about this din? There is halacha. Can a Kohen, he was not a Kohen, can a Kohen marry such a girl? Can a Kohen marry such a girl? What's the din? L'chachili cannot. Feresh din Nevamos, quote in Shulchan Aruch. He cannot marry such a girl. The question is, if they did get married, must they get divorced? That's one case. I don't want you to confuse the cases, because I always confuse the psak. That's one case, okay? They definitely, l'chachila, cannot get married. You have to tell that you should never set up a coin, never set up that girl with a coin. That's one case. Then I had another case. That's one, this case I actually had also. Not with my friend, another Shiloh. That's one case. There's another case with a mamish. I had a Talmud. Made a great Talmud. His mother converted. She was a non-Jewish woman. Converted while she was pregnant with his older sister. Before she gave birth, she converted. What's the din in that case? She also cannot marry. His older sister cannot marry a Kohen. And I'm going to check it up for tomorrow, Blinetter. And if they get married, they have to get divorced. Whereas in the first case, they lechachila cannot get married to Kohen. But if they did get married, we do not what? We do not tell them to get divorced. That's correct. I'm almost 100%. You got the two cases? I want you to get it down in your notes. I had both these cases. Allah l'maisa. Besides for my roommate. My roommate wasn't a shy. He just had difficulty doing it. And he ended up doing it. He's very happy. The second case is that she was a non-Jewish woman when she conceived. She conceived. She went to mikveh, became Jewish during the pregnancy. Then gave birth to this girl. It says beferish in the Gemara Shulchan Aruch, way paskin in Shulchan Aruch, that girl cannot marry a Kohen. Because during the conception, she was a what? She was a non-Jewish woman. To the degree, if the Kohen would marry her, they have to get divorced. Whereas in the first case, which is a more simple case, the mother's Jewish, the father's a goy, a Kohen l'chachila cannot marry that girl. But even if they got married, they don't have to get divorced. Okay? So this is an interesting case. Tosus brings it as a raya. We believe the guy that he's Jewish. But it's an uncomfortable thing. And I know that from my roommate. Long discussions. And he ended up in Baruch Hashem. Yes, Yoel.
In that first case, we don't force the Kohen to divorce her, but the kids, they can't do the vote of the Kohen. I'm saying they can't do the vote of that kind of
thing. Say again?
Can the kids that come, the parents of those, of that couple, that relationship with Kohen, that shouldn't be lechachil be with that woman?
Are the kids a cholo? I do not believe they're a cholo. I do not believe they're a cholo. It's a good shiloh. A Kohen with a grusha, a divorcee, or a chalutza. Yes, but in this situation, she's really Jewish. It's just not good for the yuchsin. We're especially machmer on kohanim. But I do not believe the child from that would be a what? Because the truth is she's Jewish. She just had a father that's a goy. It's a good child. I do not believe they would be chalom. Only a kohen with a grush or chalutzin. Okay? Kohen with a goy, the kid's a goy. Here in this case, she was Jewish because she had a father. It's just not good for the Yuchs and the Kohanim. We're more medactic. Yes, Moshe.
The second case, that pregnant case.
Yes.
Yes,
she is Jewish on birth. She does not need a conversion because the mother converted before the actual birth. But because she conceived all these, we have a special chumrah that a kohen shouldn't marry her. And that's likuva. That if they got married, we would tell them. And I remember I got a call about 7-8 years ago. I don't know where, if she's gotten married or not. So a Rav called me from Eretz Yisrael and said that he wanted to know. He said that I told my Talmud that she should not go out with a kohen. He said, where did you get this from? I said, I got it from the Shulchan Aruch. I gave him the Maram Malkum, the Chalkas Mechoykik in Ebenezer. I was very strong about it too, because if they would get married, they would have to get divorced. Not just Bidyevi, we let them. And then he called me a week later and he said, yeah, I'm absolutely right. So I said, good. I wasn't trying to make him feel bad, but it was like, he called him, I'm not making it up. It's in Ferish and the Chalkas Mechoykik. So we have to be very medactic on these inyonim. Okay? That's why this Gemara is not so crazy at all. People are uncomfortable. He said, either relocate or marry a woman in the same structure that you have, where the father's a goy and the mother's Jewish. But you see that we would believe him to say Yisrael Ani. Okay, let's finish up our Tosos. Go ahead. Oh, so that's one raya, guys. You got it? One raya that you're believing. Now, Tosos making a bad face. Tosos on our Gemara said he can't bring a raya, but he brings this other Gemara you're believing. And the stomach, that was even the case of the Rover Goyim. You're believing to say Yisrael Ani. Go ahead. Your neman, the apostle, and yourself. You're not neman to mess up your kids. Go ahead. Behind you. Excellent, because you have a migu to say Yisraelani. So you're believed to mess up yourself and say that you never were converted properly. But you cannot mess up the kids. I, Zevi, what did Tulsa asking you about this? Who cares about the father? It's all told in the mother. If the mother's a shik, so the kids are going. If the mother's Jewish, who cares about the father? What's the teretz? We're going like the Tana that says a goy that's bald by soul. The kids are what? Mamzer, which we don't paskin like. But therefore, chaps and nafkamin, what the father is. Go ahead. So he brought two slam dunk. Oh, 1 second. So what's the riot from this toast? I almost skimmed it. What's the riot from this Gemara? But what's the riot going on? The kids or the father? So the Yisra Bracha says it's going on the kids. I didn't notice that. It's going on the kids. If the kids say that they converted Behechsher, we believe them. Because the kids have a migu to say what? Yisrael Ani. It's not going on the father. Get that down in your notes, guys. The rye is out to the kids. The kids are believed to say they converted properly. Because they could have said they were born Jewish. So the kids have a migu. You follow me? But you see, these two Gemaras show slam dunk that if you say Yisrael Ani, you are what? You are believed. Even maybe against the Rov of Goyim. Finish up the Tosis. Go ahead. Hadomer, now he's bothered. If a guy says Gerani, I would think I receive him. Tamalomer, what? What do you mean you're not believed? We just said you're believed. So how can we say we're not believed? Hossam. Oh, over there we knew the guy's a goy. The father was a goy. Shehem Nachrim. Go ahead. Yeah, because if there was no hachazaka, then he was a goy. You believe with a migu. That's Tosa Shita. So Tosos, our Gemara is so intellectually honest, you can't bring a riot. But from two other Gemaras in Yevamos, you can bring a riot. And the last Gemara in Yevamos, that's a special case because we knew the guy was a goy. But without knowing a chazaka, you believe. I get the impression from Tosis, and we'll check it out more tomorrow, but I'm going to write it down. Lo omer lama, I would venture to say you have a chazaka. The chazaka guy doesn't lie. Chazaka ish lo mashaker. This is what I'm going to suggest now. People don't lie. The only problem is if that's a chazaka, what's the din rub of a chazaka? Which wins, a rov and a chazaka? Rov. Gemara Kedushin pay him an alf. Rub chazaka rub adifle. So that's a little bit difficult. So we got a question. Is it really a chazak? I don't know. Is a chazak strong enough? How does it beat out Rov Goyim? So let's put that in brackets. Because I don't see how it can beat out a Rov. Because the Gemara says, Ruba the chazaka, Ruba Adif. Very, very good. Excellent, Zevi. Move on. Now, I want you to finish up. We got to get to Halach. I want you to finish up Tosis Nivamis. Rov Goyim. Even Rov Goyim. Tosis is saying that you're believed to say Yisrael Ani. He got out of our Gemara, you have no right because it was Rov Yisrael. But then he brings other Gemaras, you're believing in a vacuum. Vacuum meaning? It's Ruben Issa. Population. Okay, let's go back to the first page. I want to finish it up. And then we got to do a locker. Go ahead, finish up the Tosis Nivamis. Guys, look inside, because there's one more point that our Tosis argues in the Tosis Nivamis. Okay, look at it clearly. Go ahead. So what did the Tosis just say? He brought a Raya from our story. You believe this is Israel. Go ahead. Old Raya. You're not Nem, an apostle, your sons. But you yourself are kosher. Ella. But you're zapping a chaticha. Do you know what shavi nafshe means? You can zap an isser on yourself. Aval.
Aval. Im ba al bas kohen.
Can the priest as well? If you were bol a bas kohen, you don't mess her up. If you're a goy, is bol a bas kohen, she becomes a zona. So we don't believe that you're a goy to mess her up, to mess someone else up. To require a new gerus for yourself, that's fine. But to mess up another woman, you're not believed. Go ahead. Oh, so this is the Nakuda. So what does he say? What did our Tosa say from that Gemara? That when he relocates, he'll say he's Jewish, he's believed. Why does our Tosa Nivam say there's no Raya? Ain't Raya, go ahead. Im Lav. Aval. Excellent. What does that mean? How does Tosas Nivamas get... What did our Tosas say from that Gemara? Our Tosas brought a riot from that Gemara, slam dunk. Then when he relocates, he's believed. How does Tosas Nivamas get out of it? Maybe they won't check him, but they won't check his family. But they will check him. See, Tosas says... Why did Tosas say you're believed to say you do any Nivamas? Because row of guys that come forward are what? Are believed. But that's only... You can only bring an ironclad riot. That's not an ironclad riot. Maybe they will ask about you. They won't check into your family, about your Abba. But they will check you. Our Tosim Sukkim says, no, it's a slam dunk Raya. That when you go relocate, they'll assume you're Jewish. How do you know? Maybe they'll check you out. They might not check out your family, but they'll check you out. So Tosis and Yevamis, I want you to get the second point. Please get it. The second point where our Tosis and Sukkim and Tosis and Yevamis are, can you bring a Raya from that Gemara, relocate, or marry a woman of the same nature? Stay here and marry the woman and send her to exile. Can you bring a Raya from that Gemara, you believe the Sirani? Tosim Sukkim says, yes. Tosis and Yevamis rejects it. Maybe they will check you out. They just won't check your family out. That's the second point where they are. What was the first point? On our Gemara. Our Gemara, can you bring a Raya that you can believe Yisrael and he against what? Yes or no? Tosin Sochim said you can't because Rov are Goyim. I'm sorry. Tosin Sochim said you can't bring a Raya because Rov are Yiswad. Yisraelim. And Tosin Yavamis said you could bring a Raya from our Gemara. Because even if it was Rov Goyim, you have another Rov called what? Rov Aboyim Lefaneinu. So there are two points that our Tosim Sukkim and Tosim Nivamis are gone, and they are in Gemaras. Can you bring Rayas from Gemaras? The first point of Machlokas is our story. The second Machlokas is the Gemara about relocate or marry a woman of your same nature. And let's just see that line, because I have it in the packet, and then we got to go to Halacha. Go ahead. The third page in the packet, go ahead. Zevi, just read that line. Is a photo. Dichi Asa Lekamid Rav Yehuda. What is Itmar? Go conceal yourself and relocate. Oh, Nasiv or Mary? Mary is someone of the same genre, where her father is Yagoy and the mother is Jewish. Go ahead. Oh, either conceal yourself, I'm sorry, exile yourself, or marry a woman of the same genre. Okay? So this is the Kiddush that we want to bring out, guys. Mamish Horving. We're Horving, Lamais. So we finished this story. This story is a geshmaka story. So much halacha, so much into it. Okay? Now tomorrow we gotta finish up the dudats and start on Daf Dalet already. Okay, when she asked me afterwards? Yeah. Okay, let's go to halacha. We started discussing the Shalach Manas at great length. Who can refresh my memory to the two approaches that we said? What did the Trumas Atheshin say, Noah?
I don't remember who said what, but
go ahead.
Right,
that was the Manos Alevi of Shlomo Akabetz. Facilitate food for the Suda. Excellent. And we discussed only the concept of what? Anonymous? Not anonymous. Mechila, and the issue of why there's no bracha. Remember? But there are many other nafkaminis that let's give right now. Are you allowed to give raw meat for shalchamonos? Basar chai. Depends. If you give raw meat 5 minutes before shkia, you are not yotze, because you're not facilitating food for the suda. But if you say it's to be marba shalom, the meat is very expensive. You get a very beautiful gift. So that would be a very good nafkamina. Basar chai.
If you would be yotze. Earlier in the day, would that not be enough?
As long as you give them time to eat, cook, it's fine. We're talking about 5 minutes basar chai lifnei shkia. Another nafkamina, the shari tshuva. The first one is from the bir heitek. Second nafkamina is nafal la'adoma. You have butterfingers. You're about to give it over, and it slips out of your hands and falls to the ground, and dirt gets and destroys it. Are you yotze? If you hold it to facilitate food for the suda, you didn't. It's disgusting now. You can't eat it. But if it's to be marba shalom, you've done that, unless you did it on purpose, right? But you certainly offered a beautiful thing, just fell out. It was an accident. You have butterfingers, right? You don't have butterfingers, candy bar. My father should live and be well. Whenever when I was a kid, he'd throw a football at me and I'd drop it. He'd call me butterfingers. Okay? So number two, duffel on dummy. Number three. What's three? What happens if you give it anonymously? Ilui Shane. Ksav Sofer says, are you yotze? Well, if it's to facilitate food for the suda, I certainly did that. If it's to be a marba shalom, he doesn't know who it is. You haven't been marba shalom at all. It's a very good nafkamin as well. What happens if you have an adam chashev that gives you shalom? What's the din? What's the din if an adam chashev? Adam Chashev. What do you say to that? So if Adam Chashev gives you shalom, of course he's yotze. Listen to the following case. What happens if you give an Adam Chashev shalom? Whoever it might be, an Adam Chashev. Do you know the Gemara says in Kedushin, Daf Zayin Amud Aleph, who gives money? The Chashev gives money to the Kal to Miriam. Yes? What happens if the woman gives an Adam Chashev money? And he's Makadasher with that money. Is that good? Yes. Because she got so much hana, the fact that he accepted her gift. So the hana that he gave her back is called like Kesef, and he's Makadasher. So even though he didn't give her a penny, he's Makadasher with the hana that he gave her by accepting her gift. Let's say you give Shalach Manas to an Adam Chashev. You're so happy he accepted your Shalach Manas. It's like he gave you something. Would you be Yotze? If you hold this to facilitate food for the Suda, you haven't given anything, but if it's to create foster relationship, you've done that. He's done that, Adam Chashev. So you can have an Adam Chashev, you have to show us without giving anything. That's another nafkamina, Adam Chashev. Let's say, a fifth nafkamina, Davar Shinaroi Lechol. I don't know, let's say you gave some food to a person that couldn't eat the stuff that you gave him. Are you Yotze? It didn't facilitate food for the Suda. For health reasons, he couldn't eat what you gave him. Gave him meat, gave him bread, couldn't eat the meat. Gave him chopped liver, can't eat liver. If you hold this to fostering friendship, of course you did. That's another nafkamina, number five. Number six. Sixth nafkamina. Let's say, situation is, and we had an interesting question that comes up. Let's say our boss Ray and Chameshis Ray. What do I mean? You live in Tel Aviv. You send Shalach Manos to your friend Yushalayim. You send it on the 14th. It's going to get there on the 15th Yushalayim. Are you Yotze? This speaks volumes about the two approaches. Noah, if I would tell you to encapsulize the two approaches, who is the focal point? When you talk about facilitating food for the suda, is it the giver or the receiver?
Receiver.
Excellent. When it's facilitating food for the suda, you want the receiver to get the food. If you talk about fostering relationships, who's the focal point? The giver. So let's say you send the Shalach Manus, and it doesn't get to Yerushalayim till Shushan Purim. Are you Yotze? Well, if it's to facilitate food for a Suda, I gave it to a fellow Yid on his Purim. I should be Yotze. But if it's to foster relationships, I fostered the relationship after what? My Purim was done. I would not be Yotze. You hear the Nafka mean it? That would be number six. Number seven, we wrote on the board. We didn't write on the board, but it's Ein Bracha. If it's to facilitate food for the Suda, right? Why is there no Bracha? Because we said mitzvahs bein adam lechaveiro. The Rambam says there's never a what bracha. And if you hold what? What was the other reason why we said? If you say it's the foster relationship, you never say a bracha on something that's ein bo, mamish. The Beis Yosef says no bracha on bittul chametz because it's in your moach. You do it in your mind. If it's b'machshava, there is no din. So the seventh one is really not a nafkamina. It's just you have to explain why there's no bracha according to both approaches. According to the approach of facilitating food for the Suda, it's bein adam lechaveiro. According to the approach that it's what? Fostering relationships, ain't bo mamish. So seventh is not enough. You just have to explain based on the two approaches why there's no bracha. What's eight? Mechila. Are you Yotze? The Ramah says yes. If it's to foster relationships, you did that. If it's to facilitate food for the student, he was mocha, forget about it. You're not Yotze. What will be another nafkamina? Nine. Chavir Sheino Makir. The guy on your floor you don't know at all. So for sure that's the best thing. But let's say he's your best friend, Chavir Tov. If it's to facilitate food for the Suda, you're Yotze. If it's to foster relationships, for a Bnei Shalom. He's your best friend no matter what. Whether you give him or you don't give him. So maybe you wouldn't be Yotze. If he's a Chavir Tov, if you gave a Chavir Tov. That's why we said you should try to make sure you give a guy on your floor you don't have any relationship with. At least one guy. This leads us to the following. Shlichus. Shlichus. There are three shittas. Mamish. The Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Binyan Siyam that he has a suffix. If you give the Shalach Manos yourself, are you Yotze? It says, Mishloach Manos Ish L'Re'eh. If you look in the Binyan Siyam, he says, of course you're Yotze, but L'chachil you should do it through a Shliach. The Yafa Lalev, quoted by the Stechemet, says you're not Yotze at all if you give it yourself. And the Piskei Tshuva says there's more of a mitzvah you give it yourself than give it to a shliach, because mitzvah, give it through a shliach, because mitzvah bo yoser mibishlucho. The three shittas. Let me ask you. What's the svar? It could be that you get more people involved. If it's to foster relationships, you get a third party. You know, in secular language, they always say two's fine, three's a crowd. Right? Social. Not in halacha. Shalach Manos, you want to include even a shliach. To the degree it might be li'kuva. You want to foster as many relationships as possible. So maybe it would be li'kuva. But if you hold us to facilitate food for the Suda, why would it be li'kuva? Maybe it's even ideal if you give it yourself. The minig is to do it through a shliach. Let's close with the following kashin teretz of Rav Scheinberg. And as the days we got, we're in already other Sheni, so we got to speak up the Hilchos Megillah. Rav Scheinberg is a great kasha. We're all familiar, many times we've said it. Famous machlokes in the Balamor River Artsaloni, Divrei Kabbalah Kedivrei Torah Dami. Mitzvahs on Purim are mentioned in Nach. Do they have a status to Yerais or not? Manafkimino Sofik. Okay. There is a klal in Erevit, Adaf Lamed, Chazaka. Shliach Ose Shlichuso. What does that mean? If you give a shliach a job to do, you can assume Slam Dunk does it. Only on what topics though? Only Dinim Derabanan. Gomorrah says. Beferish. It's Machlokes Rav Sheshes Rav Nachman. We pass it only on Dinim Derabanan. Otherwise, if it's a Dinim Derabanan, you better call him up and ask him, Mr. Shliach, did you do it? You can't rely on the fact he's going to do it if it's a Derabanan. Gemara Ervin Daflamin. Machlokes Rav Sheshes Rav Nachman. Chazaka Shliach Ose Shlichuso. Only on Dinim Derabanan. Not on the Dinim Derabanan. If you hold Divrei Kabbalah Kedivrei Torah Dami, why don't we have a minig that we should call up and ask the Shliach, did you deliver my Shalach Manos? It's D'oraisa. You can't assume that he did it. Why don't we have a minute to call up and ask him, did you do it? If you hold lav D'oraisa, okay, we're assuming he did it. But if you hold D'oraisa, so Rav Shaimrich says like this, shlichus by shalach manis is not regulated by shlichus of kol Torah kula. It's a different category. What's the raya? Because what's the chiddush of shlichus? Normally you have a chiv to do yourself and you can shell it out on a shlich, shluchu shel adam, kimoso. Right? Shluchu shel adam, kimoso. The chiddush is the shlich is like me. The starting point is me though. I can appoint a shlich to be in my stead. By shalach modus, what's the starting point? What's the starting point? The shaliach. Because there's a sheet that says if you give it yourself, you're not even yotze. The starting point is the shliach. You're the backup guy, according to one sheet. That shows, that's an indicator that the shlichus of shalach manas is different than kol Torah kula. It's not regulated by the regular dinim of shlichus. Therefore, even though on regular shlichus d'oraisa, you have to call up and ask him if he did it, by shalach manas is different. It has its own categories. It's not subject to the regular dinim of shlichus. And according to this, could you give it to a katan or give it to a non-Jew to deliver it? According to the Shtikl Torah, yes. Because it's not subject to the regular dinim of shlichus. Normally a katan and a non-Jew are not kosher to be a shlich. But who says you need what? Who says you need kosher shlichim? Who says you need kosher shlichim? It might be a maisa kof. What's a maisa kof? That's something, it doesn't have to be done by a real shlich. Doesn't have to be done by a real shlich. As long as you what? Get, see it, then it gets done. It's better you don't use a family member, because it's l'chura, the family members depend on your shulchan, so it's like you're giving it. Better to give it to a chaver, at least one shalach manas, guys, give it to a shlich. At least one. And in the best one we said, we should write down number 11. So again, if you hold, the shlichus is a very good nafkamin. If you hold a foster relationship, you could hurt its li'ikum if you give it yourself. If it's a fizzle day food, why would it be li'ikuma? And number 11, it should be ochel l'suda. Best one, we've said it before, bread and salami. To yotze shalach manos. Those are two manos. If you give candy and peanuts, I mean, it can be yotze suda with that. So at least to one guy, you should do it to a shlich and give what? Make sure you give bread and cold cuts, geschmack, l'maisa. They could be also, you give geschmack, we should say basar. Rambam says it didn't basar, not off. Let's try to have basar as well. Okay, we'll stop here. Everyone have a wonderful day. Chaz are over. Continue tomorrow, B'nishim. We got to do more of this. Yeah.